creme de la creme of arousing audio, brought to you by Oral Orgasms. You're listening to I Want a Balloon for a Boyfriend. Now, just relax. I'll take over from here.
What? I don't have a funny look on my face, do I? Oh, I don't always have something up my sleeve. Well, of course it's something naughty. Oh, stop embarrassing me. Why don't you just ever trust me and let me have fun with you? Oh, what's this? Well, you could help me with it. It's really heavy. I think we need to kind of roll it. Just put it right here in the center of the room. No, I won't leave it here forever. Just, will you help me? Oh, it's a helium tank. Doesn't it look like it? Oh, don't worry about that. Will you just help me roll it into the center of the room? Yeah. That's perfect. Okay. Do you want to, like, play a little game or something? Oh, come on! You never let me have any fun! Come on. You never let me have any fun. And you know that if I have fun, you're having fun. So why don't you want to just play with me? And trust me. Just let me tie this rope. Don't worry. It's that soft kind. It's meant for tying people together. Oh, come on! Don't make me beg for it. Believe me, when I'm through with you, you will be begging me to do this to you all over again. Come on. Well, let me just put this around your ankles, and then I'll tell you what's going to happen. Okay? Finally. I'm just gonna secure the rope to your ankles. With plenty of room. Oh, shoot. I better do just one. Yeah, I'll just do one ankle. I think that's best. I really don't know what's gonna happen, so... Well, no, I haven't tried this before. This is just, well, isn't it good enough if it's just something I've always really, really wanted to try? No, it's perfectly safe. I'm sure it is. No, the rope is there to, turn you on more. Come on, you like it when I tie you down. All right, just trust me, okay? Now just stand right here. No, right here is fine, in the center of the room. And I'm just gonna turn this on a little bit. Ooh. Man, the air just rushes right out. Okay, well there's this rubber tube, see? So I'm gonna attach it to the tank. And you just stand right there and just put the other end of the tube in your mouth. Oh, come on! You're such a chicken. Let me do what I want to you. Come on, it's gonna be fun for both of us. Just trust me. Good boy. Now just hold it really tight between your lips. You know, like you're blowing up a balloon or something. Yeah, you know, you need like an airtight seal. Look at you. Can I take a picture? Oh, come on! How am I supposed to remember this forever? Just let me take a quick photo. Okay, fine. But in a few minutes, I'm totally taking a photo. Just play along, okay? So, do you have an airtight seal around that hose in your mouth? Okay. No, just stand there. You don't have to do anything at all. All I'm gonna do... Turn this back on. Do you feel anything? Oh, that's right. You can't talk if it's in your mouth. Okay, just nod. Can you feel it? Yeah? Oh my God, what does it feel like? Never mind. Just relax and enjoy it, okay? I really don't know what's gonna happen. Oh my gosh. Well, your cheeks are puffier, for sure. I mean, those inflated in no time flat. Do you feel any lighter? No? Well, okay, just relax. Nothing's gonna happen. Come on, it's a little bit of air in your cheeks. What? You're pointing at your throat? Can you feel it down there in your chest? In your lungs? Well, I assume that's supposed to happen. Just relax, all right? And let me enjoy this. I just want to watch and see what happens. Let me make sure this rope around your ankle's tight enough, actually. Yeah, I think that's safe. What? No, of course it's safe. Just keep a tight seal around that tube in your mouth. Gosh, sometimes it's so hard to get you to just have fun. Okay, are you relaxed again? Just accept all that helium into your lungs. Just breathe it in like air. You know, breathe out through your nose and in through your mouth. See, now you're getting it? Okay. Look. No, keep the tube in your mouth. There's nothing to be afraid of, but I want you to enjoy this. I'm gonna enjoy it. Your chest, it's kind of barreling out now. Look in the mirror. Yeah! Oh my god, it's working! Oh my gosh, I didn't know. I really didn't know what to expect. Oh, but this is what I really wanted to see. This is so exciting. All right, just relax. Just relax, or it's probably gonna hurt or something. No, that's not what I meant. Just relax, and it will be pleasurable. I think it's supposed to turn you on. Well, I know it's, I mean, it's already turning me on. Yeah, it is. Okay, just promise to keep the tube in your mouth, and I'll tell you where I got this idea, okay? Just keep breathing in through your mouth and out through your nose. I've got it on a really low setting because I want you to enjoy this, okay? All right. Well, I was doing some research online. Well, and not really research. Nothing that technical. I was just, you know, when you weren't home and I missed you and just trying to see, you know, what was out there. And, well, I came across this fetish site. Yeah. Yeah, fetishes. Well, one of them was something to do with inflation. No, not, well, balloons are kind of part of it, but body inflation. Like, inflating your own body. Well, can't you feel it? Alright, well, never mind where I got the idea, but I really wanted to see if I could actually watch you grow. You know, if you just fill up with air, but not just any air, I mean helium, because, well, what if we can make you float? Well, that's what the rope's for. If you actually start getting lighter than air, then, well, you know, you're safe, because we've... Oh, just calm down. All right, never mind, clear your head, keep your lips tightly pressed around that rubber tube. Okay, and just enjoy it. Oh my god! No, your arms! Can't you feel that? You can? It seems to be giving you bigger biceps to start with. Well, they're... Yeah! I don't know how it works, but somehow the air... Well, it's mostly in your belly. It's... I don't know how to tell you this. Don't get scared. But it's bigger than I ever imagined you could ever eat. Even if I just stuffed you full of food or something. Is it hard? Can I touch it? Let me just touch your belly. Oh my god, it is hard. No, it's like if you ate so much that you couldn't possibly eat anymore and you're just... Let me see if I can... What if... Oh my god! head. I can't get my arms around you anymore. This is so exciting. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so hot. I'm filling you up like a balloon. My boyfriend's turning into a balloon. Ouch. I'm kidding. Well, I have to back up. I don't know how much space you're going to take up. I mean, I don't want to get hurt while we're... I don't think either one of us can get hurt. Just enjoy it. Do you feel tighter all over? Is it like tingly, or does it tickle even? Keep your mouth on the hose. I guess you can't really explain right now. Just, wow. How do your cheeks feel? Are they like stuck that way? You look like you're holding on to that tube in your mouth, like, like you're holding on for dear life. Well, yeah, actually, I'd be afraid to see what would happen if you let go, too. I mean, if you broke that, like, that air seal, I don't know what would happen if you, yeah, you better not try it. Just hold on tightly. Oh my God, your ass! No, look around. Can you? No, you. Oh, you can't turn around either. Okay, just reach around. No, your little puffy arms can't reach around either. Okay. I'm gonna bring you a mirror. Okay, just stay right there. Don't move. I don't think you can move anyway. Just stay there. Let me bring you a mirror. Hang on, I've got one right here. Okay, look. No, look in the other mirror, and look at this one, and see. Can you see your ass? It's fucking huge. Oh, it's so much bigger than mine. It's like the biggest man ass I've ever seen. It's like you've got two globes back there, two giant air-filled balloons. Can I squeeze your buns? I'm just gonna do it. You can't move anyway. Oh my God. God, it feels so awesome. It's like you've turned to rubber. Now your skin's kind of tight all over. I can't believe this works. I mean, it really doesn't seem like it could be possible. Just, oh, well, wait a minute. Now I gotta get my camera. No, I have to take a picture of this. I'm not going to show anybody. This is just for me and you. Nobody has to know about this. They wouldn't believe me anyway. I want this photo, you know, for... because it's sexy. Okay, hold still. Oh, that's perfect. 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 I like that little smile you put on your face. Okay. Well, I don't see... I can't really tell if anything else is really happening. I'm just going to turn the air up a little bit more. No, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm sure it's fine. I did read a little bit about this before I got started, you know. And it costs a fortune to rent this helium tank, so I don't want to waste any. I'm just going to turn it up. Is that okay? Okay, don't let go of the tube. I know it's probably... Oh my God. Oh my God! Look! No, look at your feet! You're hovering on the ground right now. No, you are! No, watch. I'll take this piece of paper. And I'll put it under your feet. See, can you feel that? You're not on the ground anymore. Oh, I gotta get a photo of that. I'm sure you're gonna feel it soon. Okay, there we go. Oh my God, I can't. Oh my God, I wish we did this to me. You've gotta do me next. Oh, I don't know how long it would take you to go back to your normal size. I mean, I didn't really look into that. I just wanted to see you big. But you're always just so, you know, normal. I wanted to see what you look like when you're round. Like when I couldn't get my arms around you anymore. Like now. You're so big. And it's so strange the way it makes your skin really, really tight. Is it uncomfortable or not really bad? I mean, skin's so flexible, I guess it's But it's not supposed to stretch this fast. So just, I'm not really sure what's gonna happen. But don't you worry. Just try to stay in one spot. I'm not gonna untie you. So make sure at least your head doesn't touch the ceiling or something. You know, it's got that sharp spackly stuff up there. I don't know, because maybe if your skin gets taut enough, you could actually, like, pop or something. I don't really know. I just wanted to fill you up with air. I didn't think through it. Well, you're safe. I've got you tethered. You're not going anywhere, and you're definitely not going out that open window over there. For one, you're way too big. Well, isn't it strange? You're really, really wide right now. I mean, you've almost filled up that whole space in the living room. You're about to run into the TV. If you might want to be careful. You can't turn your head? All right, well, take my word from it. Just try to kind of, like, stay in the same spot. I don't know, like, wave your arms in the air a little bit. Like rudders. Like if you're a plane or something. You know, like steer. Oh, gosh. I can't believe I have to explain this to you. Well, I've never done this before either, but I think I would know how to float appropriately. I mean, come on. It's gotta be like natural instinct or something, not to just... Okay, don't worry. I'll hang on to the rope. Wow. You're really, really light. No, I can make you bob up and down. Oh my gosh. So this is what it's like to have a balloon for a boyfriend. Look at you. You're on the end of this, you know, it's kind of like carrying you around on a little string. Or like a leash. Oh, come on. I see that twinkle in your eye. You like it. I can tell. You want me to make you bob up and down again? I'll be gentler this time. Just, what does that feel like? No, I won't let you touch the ceiling. Stop being paranoid. Just enjoy it. That weightlessness. How many people get to experience that? It's amazing. I wonder how much helium's left in the tank. I think I have plenty. How do your fingers feel? Well, they're starting to look like little popsicles. Look! They're like little baby balloons themselves. You know what? That's a really good thing I had you get naked before we did this. But, I think there's something you need to know. Do I need to shout? Can you hear me from up there? There's something I think you ought to know. I don't know how to say this. And I know you're really protective of it. But you know how you have that thing where you tease me about, you know, thinking your penis is kind of on the smaller side? And I keep telling you that it's totally average or better. And, well, guess what? It's growing now. Look at it! Oh, that's right. You can't see over your belly. Wait a minute. Are you budding tits, too? Look! You can at least see those. You... Oh, my gosh. I totally have to try this. I could get bigger... No, I guess we can't really just make it focus in the tits, can we? No, I'll have to get a boob job anyway. Yes, I'm paying attention. I'm sorry, did I yank the rope too much? I'm sorry. Don't be fussy. I want you to enjoy this. Is it fun? Being up there, like lighter than air. It's amazing. You look so amazing. You look like you're having fun. You're like my own little toy balloon. And your balls are blowing up. Like mini balloons! Oh, I just wish they were different colors, you know? Like blue and yellow. Something really cool. My giant balloon boyfriend. You know, I bet if I turned up the air a little bit, if I turned up the pressure a little bit more, I bet your penis would grow in even bigger, like faster. Do you want to try it? What if I, I'll touch it for you if you want. Well, no, I didn't trim my nails. Like, you think my nails could pop you? Gosh, that's a possibility. Now keep the tube in your mouth. We don't know what's gonna happen if you just thought you wanted your cock to grow. Let's try it. I'm just gonna turn up the pressure some. Do you feel it down there? No. Okay, what if I can you? Oh, you can now? Okay, I'll leave it. I'll leave it right there at that pressure. And oh my God, it's working! Your dick is growing right before my eyes, and way faster than it does when you're just getting a hard on. Oh my God, that's amazing. It's like a mini balloon all by itself. It's gonna need its own tether. Well, I mean, how am I gonna control you now? Okay, I'm gonna try something. I want you to have the full experience, so just don't be scared, okay? No, I'm serious. Don't worry about anything. I'm gonna untie your ankle, just to let you like kind of float around a little bit, okay? Yeah, let's just try it, okay? There's, you know, the door's closed. There's no dangers or anything. Well, you just have to watch out for that ceiling. Just wave your arms so that you kind of control the direction you're going in. I'm just gonna untie it now, okay? Just stop fussing. Okay, just wave your arms! Don't run into the wall! Okay, just try to just pretend you're like in the space shuttle or something, okay? There's no gravity, but you have to kind of control where you go so you don't like bump your head or something. And I honestly don't know if it's possible for you to pop or not, so be very careful. Oh gosh, this is like so exciting and so stressful at the same time. Just be careful. Now, how does it feel? Should we? Okay. All right, if you take the hose out of your mouth, you have to close your lips really tight not to let that helium out. Because, I mean, your skin is stretched so taut right now. Well, if the helium all escaped at once, I don't know what would happen. You might be like this crazy bag of skin or something, or just, you could float away. Just don't let it happen, okay? Just slowly take the hose out of your mouth. Close your lips really, really tight. Okay, all right, I'll turn off the helium. Okay, and just relax. Just enjoy it. Wave at me. Look at you up there. How does it No, you can't answer me. All right, just... Oh, shit. No, I just realized I have to go. No, I have an appointment. I've got to get my hair done. No, don't. Are you waving your arms frantically? Because you don't worry. Just stay. But I don't recommend opening your mouth because we don't know how fast the helium can leak out. And we don't like, you know, fart or anything, because I don't know what that'll do to you. Just try to keep everything closed and don't let any helium out, and just stay there up there in the corner, okay? Just stay there and just wait till I get back, okay? I'll see you when I get back. You'll be fine. Just stay there and enjoy it. God, I can't wait to come back and play with my balloon boyfriend. Oh, God, this is going to be so amazing. I think we're going to have to keep you this way. Oh, come on, why not? I can put the rope around you and we'll climb up on the ladder and put the rope around you and just bring you down when it's time to eat. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Just stay there. I have to leave now. You'll be fine, okay? Bye, honey. I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
You've just listened to I Want a Balloon for a Boyfriend, brought to you by Oral Orgasms, the creme de la creme of arousing audio. And you deserve more. Indulge. Visit oralorgasms.com for more erotic audio to feed and fulfill all your fantasies. That's oral with an AU for your audio pleasure. Until next time.